From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo extends G20 invite to Chinese President. Indonesia invites Japan to invest in health and food sectors. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has extended an invitation to Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend the G20 summit, which is scheduled to be held in Bali in November this year. During the meeting, Jokowi and Xi agreed to step up bilateral relations between the two countries in various fields. The two leaders will also expedite the new formulation of a five-yearly action plan for implementing the China and Indonesia Strategy Comprehensive Partnership 2022-2025. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, in a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, invited Japan to invest in the health and food sectors during his meeting with Governor of the Japan Bank for International Cooperation, Nobumitsu Hayashi. The health sector has developed health services in the special economic zone of Sanur, Bali. In the special economic zone, it is allowed to conduct clinical trial research and allow foreign doctors to practice. The minister also said that JBIC played a major role in Indonesia's economic development as a source of funding and advisor for various infrastructure projects. The last national news comes from service members from Indonesia and the United States, joined this year by those from Australia, Japan, and Singapore, will participate in an annual joint military exercise, Garuda Shield 2022. The joint military exercise will be held on August 1st to the 14th, 2022, at several training locations in Indonesia. That's according to a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta received on Tuesday. The Garuda Shield 2022 exercise will be significantly larger in scope and scale than the earlier exercises, with several nations participating or observing for the first time. We continue with the international news. The European Union's foreign policy chief said on Tuesday he has proposed a new draft text to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, saying there is no room left for further major compromises. Borrell didn't provide details about his proposal, but he suggested that time was running out to restore the deal under which Iran limited its nuclear program in return for relief from economic sanctions. We continue with oil prices that rose in early Asian trade on Wednesday as industry data showed a larger-than-expected drawdown in U.S. crude stockpiles. After settlement on Tuesday, industry group the American Petroleum Institute said crude stocks in the United States fell by 4 million barrels last week. That is four times the 1 million barrel decline expected by analysts in a Reuters poll. The last news comes from a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Philippine island of Luzon on Wednesday, the U.S. Geological Survey said, badly damaging a hospital and buildings in the northern province and sending strong tremors through the capital, Manila. U.S. Geological Survey said the earthquake epicenter was about 11 kilometers east-southwest of the town of Dolores and occurred at a shallow depth of 10 kilometers. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner headlines, Indonesia and U.S. promote Indonesia's face of the world. The Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco, in collaboration with U.S. companies, promoted the Indonesia Spice Up the World programs to increase the number of Indonesian culinary businesses in the USA. In a statement received in Jakarta on Friday, the Consulate General said that its site, along with NextSF and Alaska Airlines, held a webinar with the theme One World, Many Flowers, Taste of Indonesia. It was attended by more than 400 people virtually. It also conveyed that the Indonesian government continuously promotes Indonesians' micro, small, and medium enterprises located in the San Francisco Bay Area to the Americans. The Indonesian Consul General in San Francisco, Prasetyo Hadi, pointed out that the Indonesian culinary of micro, small, and medium enterprises business in the working area of the Indonesian Consulate General in San Francisco has survived and developed amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises in the sectors of food and beverage in San Francisco also support the Indonesia Spice Up the World program. Moreover, Prasetyo Hadi also believes that the culinary promotion strategy, by collaborating with local micro, small and medium enterprises is the right step because they are considered to know more about market segmentations and attest that is the general preference of local residents, including how and where cooking ingredients can be obtained. In the webinar, 5 Indonesian diasporas who were as licensed culinary business players in the state of California shared their experiences in opening a business in the United States and told the importance of the bond between culture and the type of Indonesian culinary. Meanwhile, Next SF CEO Faskini Ruiz, who was also a moderator of the webinar, said that Indonesia's culinary richness and cultural diversity are considered special in San Francisco City. This event is specifically dedicated to help the promotions of the various delights and specialties of Indonesian food to foster an understanding of the local community and increase the potential of the food business in San Francisco. Furthermore, he feels proud to be able to present Indonesian food and culture to people in America. He considers that Indonesian cuisines are very popular and beef rendang is one of America's favorite dishes. That's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on July 27, 1921 about the discovery of the insulin hormone. Researchers at the University of Toronto, Canada, led by Frederick Grant Banting, succeeded in isolating the hormone insulin from the pancreas on July 27, 1921. They believed this hormone could overcome diabetes. The first human to be given insulin was Leonard Thompson, a 14-year-old boy. In less than 24 hours, the blood glucose level dropped and Thompson was safe. In 1923, Dr. Frederick Grant Banting and his colleague, Dr. John James Richard MacLeod, received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discovery of the insulin hormone. Now we move to the event of July 27, 1949, when the jet-powered commercial plane, the de Havilland Comet, flew for the first time. The de Havilland Comet was the world's first commercial jetliner. Previously, commercial aviation aircraft still relied on pistons or propellers. De Havilland Comet aircraft were manufactured by the de Havilland factory in England. The design of this aircraft began in 1946. The Havilland 106 Comet first flew on July 27, 1949. This aircraft proved to fly twice as fast as other aircraft. In its first year, 30,000 passengers were carried. We end today in history with July 27, 1953, when the Korean War ended. The Korean War took place from June 25, 1950 to July 27, 1953. The Korean War was a conflict between North Korea and South Korea. South Korea's main allies included the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom, although many other countries sent troops under the banner of the United Nations. North Korea's allies, such as the People's Republic of China, provided military strength, while the Soviet Union provided war advisors and aircraft pilots, as well as weaponry, to Chinese and North Korean forces. The war ended on July 27, 1953, when the United States, China, and North Korea signed an armistice agreement. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi ensured Indonesia's commitment to reduce CO2 in the aviation sector. This commitment was made in realizing an eco-friendly global aviation, as agreed in the International Civil Aviation Organization high-level meeting on the feasibility of a long-term aspirational goal for international aviation CO2 emissions reductions in Montreal, Canada on July 18, 2022. As reported by the Transportation Ministry, Budi Karya Sumadi admitted that Indonesia has a big interest in the growth and recovery of a green global civil aviation. It is because Indonesia has 251 airports and, as projected by International Air Transport Association or IATA, will be the world's fourth biggest air transport market by 2036. Budi Karya Sumadi explained that the aviation sector is a priority issue because it is related directly with tourism, trade, and industry, which are crucial to the post-pandemic national economic recovery. According to Budi Karya, the developed countries must be more active in the global civil aviation decarbonization. Meanwhile, for the developing countries, flexibility must be encouraged so that the CO2 emission reduction can be achieved without hampering the growth of the sustainable national aviation sector. He said that was a reflection of the different joint responsibility principles recognized in the UNFCCC. In the ICAO high-level meeting, Minister Budi also conveyed some things to encourage the realization of an eco-friendly flight, namely, affirming the significance of increasing production and supply of the affordable sustainable aviation fuels. Then he asked the countries to encourage the use of all bioenergy raw material for sustainable aviation fuels production indiscriminately. Budikari also talked about the importance of funding and technical cooperation in reducing the CO2 for the global civil aviation sector. The International Civil Aviation Organization high-level meeting on the feasibility of a long-term aspirational goal for international aviation CO2 emissions reductions was attended by 27 ministers or deputy minister level officials and 600 delegates from 112 countries and international organizations. The meeting aims to produce recommendations for the global commitment arrangement of the CO2 emission reduction in the global civil aviation sector.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka. Tapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga,
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Very contrast to the lush green landscape in most areas of Java Island, Baluran National Park, which is located at the eastern tip of Java Island in Situ Bondo Regency, East Java Province, is a lowland dominated by savanna, where wild animals can roam freely. Baluran National Park was discovered by a Dutch man named A.H. Lodeboer in 1937. Since then, the Dutch colonial government has made this park a wildlife sanctuary, and in 1980s, the Indonesian government designated it as a national park. Baluran National Park covers an area of approximately 25,000 hectares. The national park, which is often dubbed Little Africa in Java, has various species of trees. Some of them are typical plants from this area, such as Widoro Bukol, Mimba, and Pilang. Not only is it a place for many tree species, but this national park is also a habitat for various species of mammals, such as a long-tailed macaque, peacocks, deer, and bulls, who are the mascot of Baluran National Park. Baluran National Park is located in the middle of the Situ Bondo Regency and Banyuwangi Regency. This park can be reached by road, which will take about 6 hours drive from Surabaya. Baluran National Park, which is partly located in the city of Banyuwangi, also allows access from Bali by ferry. In Baluran National Park, we can find forest. The forest in this national park, it says as a seasonal forest because the forest will change according to the season. During the rainy season, it will be presented with the green charm of the trees. However, If we come during the dry season, we will be entertained with arid conditions, brown color with fallen leaves. If you want to feel the sensation of staying overnight in Baluran National Park, some lodging have been provided by the manager here. In addition to traveling around to see the flora and fauna in this national park, you can also dive into the sea that surrounds this national park. For those of you who like fishing, surfing, and taking pictures, of course, all these spots are also available. Baluran National Park facilities are quite complete because there are toilets and food stalls. So prepare yourself for a taste of adventures in Baluran National Park, East Java.
Bila ternyata
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Kenalkan Ini Ketut. Kenalkan Ini Ketut, which means let me introduce you to Ketut. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, Ketut, his travel companion who is a tourist guide, and Datil, a tourist guide. Datil introduce Ketut to Dev.
Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut.
Salam kenal, saya Dev.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kenalkan, kenalkan, which means introduce. Ini Ketut, which means this is Ketut. Kenalkan, ini Ketut, which means let me introduce you to Ketut. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut. Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut. Which means, Dev, let me introduce you, this is Ketut. In the sentence, there is an expression, kenalkan, kenalkan, which means introduce. It is used to introduce someone to another person. For example, Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut. Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut. Which means, Dev, let me introduce you, this is Ketut. It means that Datil introduces Ketut to Dev. The expression kenalkan, kenalkan, which means introduce, is followed by a statement that shows someone introduce. For example, ini Ketut, which means this is Ketut. Besides used to introduce someone, the word kenalkan, kenalkan, which means introduce, can also be used to introduce ourselves. Let's listen to the examples of using the word kenalkan. Kenalkan, kenalkan, which means introduce. Kenalkan, saya, Dev. Kenalkan, saya, Dev, which means let me introduce myself, I am Dev. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Dev, kenalkan, ini Ketut.
Salam kenal, saya Dev.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Untuknya
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Bali province entitled Juru Pencar. The song Juru Pencar tells about fishermen who are looking for fish by using nets. The lyrics of the song invite fishermen to fish. One of the places to fish is in a river which has big fish. Well, listener, here is the song Juru Pencar by Desak Indrasari Utami. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Love. Bilang petang pedidik, ngerasan dingin tur sepi. Sekat ia di ngambul ngalain megedi. Nuduk pisuna raos di sisi. Ane tonden bena kesujatian.
Of Indonesia.
Beli bedangin adi bedau di badu nyumu kecundo kanti jan sidama besika manis ngelanguni kanyam adine nakati hati betam lemah ngelalu nyansan mokelu ngancan rumah ke di beten langit tepelu majanji hidup mati bareng adik-adiri sayang yang beli ganti sekayang kaya dumogi adik kelawan beli sidengis yang janji
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.